I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. On sweltering summer days in Austin, Texas, most homes have the windows shut and air conditioners pumping. But some people cannot afford to run their AC enough to adequately cool their homes. And if the power goes out in a storm, air conditioners do not work. So some houses can quickly become dangerously hot inside, especially older, drafty homes that allow heat to seep in faster.
We have a lot of houses with zero insulation.
And Mark Coudere, Austin's Climate Adaptation and Resilience Manager, says the threat is growing as the climate warms.
You know, in the 1970s, we would get an average of 10 days over 100. Now we're seeing in like 2023, 80 days over 100.
So the city funds programs to help low-income residents make energy efficiency improvements, like adding insulation or reflective roof coatings, which can help homes stay cooler without using as much AC. And the city maintains a network of cooling centers where people can go during heat waves. But some residents, including those who are elderly or ill, may be unable to leave their homes.
A lot of the people who are most vulnerable to heat are people who are isolated.
So he says it's also important for people to check in on their neighbors and help make sure they're safe. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. The support from our awesome community helps keeping the station diverse and independent. Thank you.
Of Jazz Boulevard.
Bonjour tout le monde. Minasan, konbanwa. Welcome to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. This week, show number 931. And if you can't stay for the whole program or you want to hear it again, you'll find links to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. And if you'd like, you can become a free subscriber to our Mixcloud channel and replay all the most recent shows. And if you'd like to help support the musicians you hear on the program and Jazz Boulevard's production while enjoying some premium benefits, consider becoming a select subscriber on Mixcloud. Costs less than a mocha latte, and you'll be supporting the music you love. We'll be looking at a number of new and recent releases on the show this week, which will include the latest from drummer Aaron Sieber. Also, a two-disc project from saxophonist Aaron Araneta, the latest from West Coast bassist John Lee, and we'll even get to some music from crooner Michael Bublé. But to start the show this week, let's go to music from guitarist Stanley Jordan, an album he put out in 2011 called Friends. This is Samba Delight. We'll be right back.
song.
The tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Oh, wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain that cup dry. Wait till your charms are right for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Fly. Thank you.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Our opening set wrapping up with an older date recorded live at Yoshi's in Oakland, California, February the 1st, 1992. The two-guitar quartet of guitarist Joe Pass from the album Nuage. We heard I Remember You, and the quartet includes guitarist John Pisano, bassist Monty Budwig, and drummer Colin Bailey. An album that helped launch the career of Burnaby, BC singer Michael Bublé before that. From his 2007 album, Call Me Irresponsible, we heard The Best Is Yet to Come. Music from trumpet player Flavio Boltro before that, the album Joyful. And we heard Lee Morgan's The Sidewinder. Some solo work from keyboardist Pietro Lusso and saxophonist Rosario Giuliani. And the set started with music from guitarist Stanley Jordan off his album Friends. We heard Samba Delight. He was working with saxophonist Ronnie Laws, violinist Regina Carter, bassist Charnett Moffett, and drummer Kenwood Dennard. But we'll keep it going with an older date back to the early 60s. This is tenor player Jimmy Heath from the album Really Big. This is Big P.